Jiří Čunek has just announced he's stepping down. One of the most controversial figures in Czech politics said at a special news conference on Thursday morning that as of next Wednesday he will no longer serve as either deputy prime minister or regional development minister. Previously, the Christian Democrats leader has brazened out a number of affairs, though a scandal which broke out this week seems to have finally put paid to Jiří Čunek. Ian Willoughby has been following the story and joins me now. Ian, tell us, what is the background to Mr. Čunek's resignation?
Well, Jan, one headline today, or this afternoon rather, said it all. Čunek's exit from government has long-term causes, and that certainly is the case. 2 years ago, Jiří Čunek was unknown at the national level. He was the mayor of the town of Szczecin in North Moravia, and there he came to national attention, after he moved Romani rent defaulters out of the centre of Szczecin, and on TV he described their expulsion from the town centre as something like lancing a boil. Some people at that time accused him of racism, but actually it seems to have made him more popular, because soon afterwards he won election to the Senate by a large margin, and then from that point on he went on to become leader of the Christian Democrat Party, Christian Democrats. Then allegations emerged that when he had been the mayor of Szczecin, he had accepted bribes of something like €500,000. He was under police investigation. He came under a lot of pressure to resign. But Mr. Čunek kept kind of grinning at the cameras and kind of brazened out the whole affair. And eventually, that investigation was finally dropped earlier this year.
But then this week, yet another scandal broke out.
That's right, Jan. The public broadcaster Czech TV on Monday broadcast the programme, alleging that in the 1990s, before Jiří Čunek's political career, he received social welfare benefits, while at the same time he had millions of crowns in different bank accounts. And that was kind of ironic, because he had presented himself as something of a warrior against welfare fraud. Then, or rather most of this week, Mr. Čunek reverted to type. He proclaimed his innocence, and that was despite senators from his own party calling on him to go. But on Thursday morning, Jiří Čunek finally gave in, but not directly because of the alleged welfare abuse. It was because the Supreme State Attorney, Renata Vasecká, had said she wanted the investigation into the alleged bribe-taking to be reopened. And I guess for Mr. Čunek, probably he thought the game was up.
It's probably too early to say, Ian, but from today's perspective, what does the future hold for Jiří Čunek?
It is indeed hard to say. When he appeared on Thursday morning before the media, he said he wanted to remain a senator, which I presume would be quite straightforward. But he also said he wanted to stay on as chairman of the Christian Democrats. And the question is, will they want him? Because at this stage, Jiří Čunek has a lot of baggage, to say the least, and he's rather unlikely to win any popularity contests.
Thank you, Ian.